Thanks to our good friends, the makers of broadcast brand Corned Beef Hash, for making these daily visits possible that come from our house to yours. And this day you're working hard, I suppose, or about to start or about to finish. Whichever it might be, a day shift or a night shift. Hey, how about you kids? For the summer months now, start to think about how you can make a little money or something.
We already have. We're going to have a junk sale.
A what?
Not a junk sale, but a special clearance sale of all old things in the house we want to get rid of, like statues and things. I have to get a new pair of shoes, so we're gonna have a special clearance sale and sell things to the kids just around in the backyard. We're gonna have a great big place thing made of wood where we put our chips and things and old stats. I mean it wouldn't interfere
maybe
with anybody else's business.
Daddy, Mother, maybe we have 100 pages in a book. Can we set perhaps the many pages there are?
50 cents. That isn't so much for a book.
No.
Half a book.
No, Daddy.
No.
If there's 100 pages, we'd sell it for 50 cents. That's half as many pages there are in the book.
How could you read the book if only half the pages are there?
No, Daddy.
What we do is a whole book for half as many pages in it.
They're going to count the pages, and then they'll sell it for half of the total number of pages in the book.
You see, like, if there's 100 pages, we'll sell it. Half 100 is 50, so 50 cents.
Junk?
Oh, yes. I know a boy who's had a rummage sale, and he got a lot of money. And if we have comic books and things, I know we'll sell them. And I just said
I'll sell them on the corner of Chicago Avenue.
All I have
no,
to do
you are.
And Kenilworth.
No, I'm going to put it right in front of our house, and I'm going to get $7. I have to.
Oh, no, not in the front.
Yeah.
You have signs leading this way back.
No, don't a be big... ashamed. I don't see what's wrong with having a sale when you need
money. Well,
you
can say a big bargain sale going on, but don't have it in the front of the house. Have signs with arrows on pointing to the back.
No. Well, I'll have a little sort of like a trinket. Oh, no, somebody might take them. We'll have you as our guard and say... You can say, come and see the big bargain sale in the backyard.
Wait a minute.
Prices lower than you get. Boy, this is a great bargain sale. Come and see ours. From a 5 cents to 25 cents.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Will you relax a little bit?
Okay.
You're getting way ahead, honey, of yourself and everybody. You cannot accumulate enough stuff.
I can't.
Well, just look out now. Wait, don't get yourself into an uproar here, kid. Maybe some old shoes and stuff that Mom has around she likes to give to the Salvation Army.
We're not going to sell clothes, Daddy. Dog statues and things. Statues that we've had around the house are comic books.
Statues? No. We don't have any statues.
We do,
I do, so I've got so many darn dog statues, it isn't funny.
Yeah, and we have comic books. We can have comic books, and we have books and things that we have in our own room, and we can sell handkerchiefs and things, and I know we can't.
What do you mean, handkerchiefs?
Handkerchiefs.
Well, you aren't going to sell your good handkerchiefs,
no. Sure. Just little play ones. I know we'll make money on them. I know we have to.
And Sandra, don't forget that blue thing you made, that little pot holder or something. You could sell that, can't you?
No.
That's worth a good 50 cents.
We could sell pot holders and everything. I just know we'll get something. We have to.
There's a couple of old pots in the garage you could sell.
Yeah. We can hang the pots.
What?
What kind of pots?
That you put flowers in.
Oh, flowers.
I thought you meant the other kind of pet.
Who buy a throne?
Oh, you care.
There wasn't no grandmother or something.
All right, relax a little. I got to talk to the bargain hunters here while you get your rummy sale going. Honest to goodness. You know, every bargain hunter knows that it's getting harder and harder to find top quality items featured at money-saving prices. That's why folks are more enthusiastic than ever these days about broadcast brand Corned Beef Hash, because this mainstay meat dish provides the best of good eating for less than 15 cents a serving. When you buy broadcast brand Corned Beef Hash, you get a meat and potato meal that's a delicious combination of tender, juicy corned beef and snowy white Idaho potatoes, blended and seasoned and cooked just to perfection, and all for less than 15 cents a serving. What's more, broadcast brand Corned Beef Hash is extra rich in the muscle-building, tissue-building meat proteins that are so important to those growing youngsters, and grown-ups, too. Down-to-earth, good-eating meat and potatoes that the whole family will like. You just open the can, pop the hash in a pan, let it get golden brown, and presto, you're ready to serve it. This is a heat-and-eat dish from pantry to platter in minutes at less than 15 cents a serving. Let's get to going now, huh? to save dollars. And what's more, you know that when you ask for broadcast, you're getting the finest quality of canned meats that your money can buy. I never had stuff to sell when I was a little boy.
Boy, I didn't either.
No, Daddy, you know this...
I'm not crying, you know. The trouble with some mas and dads today, if you ever catch me doing it, you hit me over the head of saying, well, back in the old days, I suffered and this and that, because that's very bad, because times change. You know.
I know.
The fact that I wore one pair of overalls for 6-7 months has nothing to do with today.
I hit you over the head.
Huh?
I hit you over the head, you started... going back and said that the fact that I wore only one pair of overalls or something.
Well, he wasn't crying about it.
He was just saying that he didn't care. Because sometimes it changed. If you wore a dress for 7 months, you'd grow out of it.
Oh, gee, if I wore blue jeans for 6 months, I wouldn't mind it at all.
I've had my blue jeans for 2 years, and I haven't squawked about blue jeans.
Me neither.
Of course, I don't wear them every day. Because we're girls. We have to wear dresses to school.
Well, it seems to me that I bought you all new jeans last summer.
Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of them, Mother.
You had outgrown your other ones.
But I can't wear mine because they're all so small. But Tammy can wear mine.
As long as you're going to represent the integrity of the family, how much do you think that a miniature dog statue that you got at a dime store 3 years ago, how much do you think it's worth?
45 cents, a little one. And we've got great big ones, which I'd sell for... 59 cents.
And
79. You didn't pay that much for them, Mother.
Daddy, we didn't pay for them. We received them.
A long, long time ago. And they've gotten so old that I don't think we'd be able to keep them.
That's too old for your collection.
I know it is, but some of them...
I stopped that collection, Daddy. I don't collect dogs anymore. I collect silver dollars, and I collect other things.
You collect what?
Silver dollars.
You collect silver dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'd like to do that, too.
Yeah, that's a real hobby.
My goodness.
Yeah.
No, really, I like to collect silver things.
Oh, I love silver dollars.
Oh, boy, I like emeralds and sapphires, rubies.
I collect diamonds.
Oh yes, I collect emeralds.
Oh,
anybody want to give me a few emeralds? You know.
Yeah.
You know what? It won't be long before sometime you'll have a diamond on your finger.
Yeah,
Daddy. You know, Dad. I said I have a silver dollar. Collection, and I got over 5 silver dollars. And then, Milton Burrow said that once, and he said, have you seen the new convertibles?
He was out in the audience, and he was standing out in the audience, and he said, wasn't it funny that I said so and such and such a sponsor, and they sent me a whole package of this. And he said, by the way, aren't the Cadillacs nice this year, he said. And he said, he'd get a Cadillac. He said, is there any sellers in the audience?
Gosh, how you kids can talk about Cadillacs and fur coats and stuff.
Nothing had been said yet about a fur coat. I hadn't had a chance to open my mouth, had I?
No, but in this day and age, when there isn't a buck left, now I'll have to make a speech again.
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, listen.
Okay.
I don't know how you can get it. I'm happy to drive a Ford. Very happy.
Sure,
I wish I could afford a Cadillac. I sincerely do.
Well, I don't want a Cadillac. I think a Ford is just beautiful. It's for our family.
Yes. A Cadillac. Oh, only show-off used Cadillacs.
No, they don't. A lot of people maybe like Cadillacs, but I think a station wagon is the best cars I ever thought we'd get.
A Ford is good enough. Oh, I'd like to have a Cadillac. I wouldn't feel that I was showing off. Matter of fact, I'd like one with leopard skin.
Upholstered in yellow skirt.
Yeah, with red wheels.
What's yellow skirts, Daddy? The tires were skirts, or...
Yeah, it's to keep the mud off from the white sidewalls or something, isn't it?
Oh, I see. They're have sort of like flaps, aren't they?
Or is it to keep the mud off the leopard skin?
Upholstery. We'd never get that, though, would we, Daddy?
Is that what the skirt's for, Dad?
Mm. What are the skirts for, Daddy?
They fit over just on the fender to cover the top part of the wheel.
Oh, I see.
Keeps the mud from splashing up there, I guess.
Well, maybe when I'm old and I get real rich, if I do, I'll buy you one.
Buy what?
Skirts and all.
Cadillac?
Yeah, well, skirts on.
Then I'll be too old to drive it.
Well, then you can give it to me as a birthday present.
She'll buy it for you so she can drive it, huh?
Yeah, so she can ruin it. You know, she bumps into a tree. Oh, I'll have to go down and get another one.
Yeah, boy, that'll be the day. I'd like to be like this man and the boy, the duck in the comics, you know? Old
Scrooge
McDuck. And he has to go and take a a caterpillar, you know, those great big caterpillar engines,
mm-hmm.
and run over his money so it doesn't mold on the bottom of his pile of $1 billion.
Oh, dear.
Just wait till you get married. And you won't marry for money because you'll marry for love. And you'll marry some lad working in a grocery store or clerking at a department store making $60, $70 a week. Of course, I don't know, but by the time we get through with the inflation in the next 20 years,
might be making
$70 a week is going to sound like a piker's salary.
I don't know.
But then you just wait and you see you have to start to wash clothes and the baby's coming and the food budget. And boy, you'll get out of the dream world.
Yeah, well, we'll be into the world, period.
I got out of the dream world in a hurry, didn't I, Dad?
Yeah, but we'll have all our money saved up, Daddy, because you put money in the bank for us every year, and we have money in the bank, and that'll take us through college, and then we'll have money left over.
It's only for your education. I just can't seem to save any more than that. Well, who cares? So not to be just as happy without lots of dough. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I know. I was talking to the housewife who has average company dinners once in a while, which is seldom the kind of social event it should be, because you're so busy with the cooking that you hardly have a chance to see your guests till they sit down at the table. And after dinner, you got that pile of pots and pans in the sink. Wow, that puts a damper on your having a good time. I'll bet your meal is a success if you'll try this for a company dinner. Broadcast brand corned beef hash. Broadcast brand corned beef hash already prepared when you buy it. So you simply open the can, heat the hash in a pan, and dinner's ready. Everybody likes it because it's made with the finest of tender, juicy corned beef and snowy white Idaho potatoes, and it costs less than 15 cents a serving. It's a smart, sensible way to entertain dinner guests. And another favorite Broadcast brand pantry to platter meal is Broadcast brand chili con carne. Broadcast brand chili con carne, brimming with luscious beef and tender, plump pinto beans in a zippy, zesty sauce. It's not too hot and not too mild. Just right with that south of the border flavor, Broadcast brand chili con carne. You know you're getting the finest quality every time you buy any Broadcast brand canned meat product. So? Another day rolls around again.
Yep. The time does fly.
I want to discuss very seriously with you the possibility of giving up the idea of selling junk and maybe get yourself a job when school is out that will pay far more money. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow because today I won't have much time. You'll be thinking a little about it.
But we're still going to sell junk tomorrow, Daddy. I mean, all clearance sale. I don't care what.
You'll get yourself in a lot of trouble, dear. This selling junk is not what it's cranked up to be.
I don't care. I'm going to. I have to get $8, and I'm going to get it.
$8?
Yeah.
For what?
For a new pair of shoes. When Pammy went out and got two pairs of shoes, and she was only supposed to get one, so I'm going to get another pair.
So you sell all the knickknacks off the shelves. You sell all your handkerchiefs and old stuff and
and comic books.
I couldn't buy it back for $8. It would cost me more. Oh, well, I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay.
Devotion time.
God is great and God is good, and we thank him for this food. By his hand we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen.